everyone. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by SheHeals. How are you doing today? I trust you're okay. I trust you had an amazing night. Hope you remember to give gratitude to God this morning for waking you up. Priceless. Well, I want to say thank you as always. I love you guys. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your, you know, for reading, for visiting, and for sharing. You know, thank you so much. Anyway, today we want to talk about something called emotional affairs. Now, I'm going to tell you a story and then we'll take it from there. Now, this lady was really, really, you know, she was happily married to her husband. She had two kids and everything was going fine. Her husband loved her. She was there for him. He was there for her. And, you know, day-to-day activities. But the one thing her husband didn't do was he didn't notice her. So every time he woke up in the morning, oh, hello, babes, how much do you need today? He gave it to her. He went to work. She too got ready, took the kids to school and went to work. Now, as the years went on, you know, it was just a routine. They'll get home, have a meal, go to bed, make love, and then they move on. And that was it. But the woman began to find out that there was something missing in her marriage. Now, her husband was kind. He gave her what he needed to. He took care of her, took care of the kids, lived in a good house. You know, money was coming in. She had most things that money could buy. But she was not happy. So anyway, she went to work every day and everything was fine. Then one day at work, she met this man who just started work. And the man started, you know, the first thing he did was every morning she came in, he would say, oh, ma'am, you look amazing. Did you do your hair today? Is this a new hairstyle? What's this dress you're wearing? You know, and she was like, oh, yeah, thank you so much. I just did my hair and everything. And that went on for a while. And soon the man would come and say, oh, my wife cooked this. Would you like this? You know, and give it to him and all that. Anyway, and then when she got home, she'd go, honey, did you notice that my hair was new? She'd say, oh, you did your hair? I didn't notice. And she'd be like, oh, yes, I did. Anyway, as the years went on, this guy at work became her confidant. You know, he would compliment her. When she was looking sad, he would ask her, what's going on with you? Are you okay? Is everything okay at home? And she would say, well, it is, you know, talk to me. I'm your friend. You know, a problem shared, a problem solved. So she'll begin to pour out to this guy. Oh, my husband, he doesn't have time for me. He's always busy, this and that. And the guy said, well, don't worry. What do you want to do? Oh, this and that. And the guy would do it for her. Oh, I need this. And then the guy began to, you know, help her out. He became her confidant. If she had anything, she would tell the guy. Meanwhile, the husband was okay. She loved her husband. She didn't hate him. But the problem was she was spending more time at work than at home. Because every morning for 7, she's left the home, drop the kids off. She gets to work at 8:30. She doesn't leave till 5:30. Now, when she gets home, her husband is not back. She's with the kids. He comes back, they go to bed. And that was the routine. Weekends, the husband goes to do sports. Sunday, they go to church. So they were hardly spending as much time as she spent at work. So basically, she was spending more time with this other guy than she was with her husband. So after about 6-7 years of this going on, the woman began to find that every time she was alone, she began to think of this man, because he comforted her. He gave her the missing emotion that she needed that her husband wasn't giving, you know. And then it got terrible, because when she was making love to her husband, she was thinking of this man. Now, note this, they didn't really have a physical affair, but she found herself thinking of this man all the time. If he was on leave, she would miss him. When he was at work, she was happy. She looked forward to going to work every day. Every single day, she would just say bye to her husband, get to work, and she was the happiest at work. And you know, the other man was married, she was married, but they were having an emotional affair, and she found out that her whole being was about this guy. Now, there was a day she got to work and the guy didn't turn up, and then she was wondering what was going on. She tried his phone, he didn't pick it, and then eventually she heard that the man was ill and he was in hospital. Do you know what she did? She left work and went to the store, bought some Lucozade, some provisions, and took it down and sat with the man all day in hospital, because his wife wasn't able to. She was at work as well. And she sat with the man and they talked, and the man, you know, and every day she would leave work and go. And then she got a query. And funny enough, the owner of the company where the wife worked was also a friend to the husband. So the guy called and said, is your wife okay? She hasn't been at work. What's going on? Man said, what do you mean she hasn't been at work? She leaves home every day to go to work. So where can she be? And the guy goes, well, she's missed work for the last week. We haven't seen her. So he began to worry and say, what's going on? And when his wife comes home, he asks her, what's going on with you? And she goes, nothing, I'm fine. Did you go to work? Yes, I went to work. So the man goes, okay, let's see, no problem. So what he did was, when his wife left home one day, the next day rather, he drives after her. And she doesn't go to work, she goes to the hospital to stay, because this man is still in hospital, you know, he's had an operation and he's still there recovering. And his wife is too busy, she doesn't have time. So they were both, you know, keeping each other company. Anyway, she drives to the hospital, she gets in, she sits with the guy and they're talking. And then her husband comes into the room and he demands to know what's going on. And they go, nothing, he's just my friend, you know, this and that, he's not being well. And he goes, how can you have a friend outside your marriage? Am I not supposed to be your friend? And the woman was like, yes, you are, but you don't have time for me. This man would ask me. He would notice when I do a new hairstyle. He would notice if I'm losing weight. If I wear a new dress I haven't worn, he would compliment me. If I'm sad and unhappy, he would ask me. You never do. You don't even notice me. You don't even know when I'm upset. You don't know when I've done a new hairstyle. You don't know if I'm wearing a new dress. You know, you don't have time for me. And this man does. He's a friend. There's nothing going on. We haven't had anything. We're not sleeping together. We're not even kissing or hugging or doing anything. He's just my friend, you know. And then that was it. But eventually, when they decided to go for counseling, everything came out. And the woman said, look, yes, it's true. I have nothing. I've not done anything wrong. And the counselor said, well, you haven't. But in your mind, you were having an affair with this guy. That's an emotional affair. Because every bit of you, every being, everything you think about is this guy. When you're happy, it's this guy. When you're sad, you think about him. When you want to do anything, and I'm sure even sometimes you're making love to your husband, you're thinking of this guy. And the woman confessed, it's true. I find him creeping to my mind. You know, when I need something done, he's the one I call. When I need advice, he's the one I call, because he's always there for me. He compliments me. He talks to me. He notices me. My husband doesn't. And the man goes, but I'm there. Yes, you're just there, but you're not there. And I was like, what does that mean? Well, it means that you're there, you're here, you're around, you know, but you don't notice me. Now, this is what happens in most cases. A lot of us, you know, we spend more time at work than we do at home with our partners. We find that we see these people in our lives who are always complimenting, who notice, who are emotionally involved with us, but we don't even know we're having emotional affairs, because we think once it's not physical, then it's not an affair. But when you have somebody in your life who is always there for you, who no matter what you want to do, he's the person is your confidant, the opposite sex, whether it's a man and a woman or a woman and a man, either way, you are having an emotional affair. Now, the best way to sort that is for your partner to understand that as a person, you need to be noticed. You need to be complimented. They need to know what's going on with you. They need to care. You know, if you don't have a caring partner, no matter how much money you have, you're still going to crave emotion from somebody else. You're still going to want somebody else to talk to. You're going to want somebody else to comfort you. You're going to want somebody else to do those things that your partner isn't doing. Even a guy whose wife doesn't have time for him, who doesn't compliment him, who doesn't ask him if he's okay, how is he doing, you know, will have the same issues. Will have an emotional affair. Have you not seen that if you're nice and you're always caring, asking how people are, people gravitate towards you and like you? As a guy, when you compliment a lady, innocently, you don't mean anything by it. They go, oh my gosh, thank you so much, this and that, you know, oh gosh. You know, you find that you get so much attention. If you're a lady, you compliment a guy, it's the same thing. They begin to assume that, oh, she likes me. Because people care. You know, it's said that people will forget what you buy for them. People will forget what you do to them. But they will never forget the way you treat them. It is important to be caring to your partner. It's important to be caring to people. If you're not, they will find it somewhere else. Because there are always people out there ready to say, oh, you look lovely. Did you do a new hairstyle? Are you wearing a new dress? You look nice. Or what's wrong with you? Why are you so sad today? How are you doing? How's your family? How's everything going with you? There's always somebody out there who's going to do it to your partner if you don't do it. So my advice to you today is to please, if you have a wife or a husband or a partner, partner and you haven't been doing that, you need to start doing it. Because what will happen is you're indirectly pushing them towards somebody else who's going to be showering all those compliments on them, who's going to be caring, who's going to be loving, and you're going to not, you know, you're not going to know that this is going on because it's not physical. A lot of us look out for the physical signs and try and say, oh, let's see what happens. But I tell you, emotional affairs go on all the time. You know, let me digress a bit. I was at I had a talk in a place and I was talking about this. And a lady got up in front of everybody and said, help me. I'm having an emotional affair. My husband doesn't care. He doesn't even notice me. Yes, he gives me money, but money is not what I want. I need him to see me for me. I need him to notice I've lost 10 pounds. I need him to notice I'm making an effort to lose weight and I can fit into a smaller dress size. I need him to notice when I'm upset, when I'm not myself. He doesn't notice those things. He just thinks I'm okay. What do I do? And I have this guy at work who is always caring and notices me, and I'm beginning to think about him. So people, it's important. When you're around your loved ones, you've got to care. Even this goes for children as well. If you have children and you don't care about them, if you have friends and you don't care about them, they will find other people to be involved with. Those ones won't be called emotional affairs, but they will look for validation elsewhere. You know, I love you guys. You know, have a wonderful day. Don't forget to be a blessing and make a difference. This is She Heals checking out, so take care.